Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a switch up in Ableton Live 12 that pulls off that really sweet balance of modern punch and vintage soul, with proper jungle and old school DNB energy. And just to be clear, a switch up is not just a little fill. Treat it like a micro drop. It's a short section that interrupts the main groove on purpose, gives the listener contrast, and then slams you back into the role even harder. That contrast is the whole game. It can be the new drum feel, a chopped break variation, a bass stab, a filtered atmosphere, or a quick halftime moment that opens a little doorway before the track drops back in. For jungle and old school DNB, this is absolute gold, because that style lives on movement, surprise, and edits that feel alive. So in this one, we're going to use resampling, slicing, warping, filtering, and some smart arrangement contrast to build a two bar switch up that feels like it belongs in a modern DNB tune, but still has that dusty, classic, ravey personality. The big idea here is simple. Don't just make it different, make it feel intentional. It should sound like the track briefly stepped into another era, then came back harder. Let's start with the foundation. Before you even think about the switch up, make sure your main loop is solid. I want you working at around 174 BPM, with a stable 8-bar rolling section already happening. That means your kick and snare backbone is in place. Your break or programmed break is rolling. Your sub or reese is moving properly, and you've got at least one atmosphere or hook element keeping the loop alive. This matters, because the switch up only works if the listener has something to switch away from. If the main groove isn't established, the contrast won't read clearly. Now, decide what the switch up is actually doing. Every strong switch up needs a job. Maybe it's clearing space before the next drop. Maybe it's resetting the energy after a phrase. Maybe it's introducing a new drum pattern. Maybe it's giving you a little nostalgia flashback, before the track powers forward again. For this lesson, we're making the switch up do four things. First, it drops the main sub for one bar. Second, it introduces chopped break accents. Third, it adds a vintage style filtered texture. Fourth, it ends with a hard modern impact that throws us back into the main groove. That's a strong little narrative. Setup, disruption, release. Now here's where the magic starts. Resampling. Instead of building everything from scratch, print your existing groove and mutate it. Solo the parts you want in the switch up, maybe the break, the snare, a few signature percussion hits, and possibly a bass stab or a hook hit. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, arm it, and record 2 or 4 bars. Resampling is powerful, because jungle switch ups often sound best when they're derived from the groove you already have. You get the same tonal DNA, the same room interaction, the same vibe. But now you can chop it up and make it do something new. It feels cohesive instead of pasted on. A good teacher tip here, record more than one pass. Do one pass with the full groove, one pass with just drums, and one pass with atmosphere and FX. Label them clearly too. Something like SW up dry, SW up break print, SW up FX wet, SW up dirty bounce. Trust me, that saves your life later when you're layering and comparing versions. Once you've recorded the resample, chop it into playable slices. Right-click the audio clip and use Slice to new MIDI track. For break-heavy material, slice by transients. If the audio is less obviously rhythmic, 1/8 or 1/16 slicing can work well too. Now map those slices into a drum rack and rename your keypad so you're not guessing later. Kick, snare, ghost, hat, reverse, fill, impact. Nice and clear. This is where the switch up becomes performance ready. Slicing lets you resequence the energy, remove unnecessary kicks, emphasize the snare syncopation, and create variation without losing the original identity of the break. Now let's make it hit like a modern record. On the drum rack or break slices, try a chain like EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and utility. Start with EQ8. Clean up the low end if needed. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz if there's rumble down there, and carve some mud if the break is clouding up around 200 to 400 Hz. If the snare needs a bit more bite, a small presence lift somewhere around 2 to 5 kHz can help. Then go into drum bus. Keep it tasteful, a little drive, maybe 5 to 15%. Some crunch if you want extra edge, but don't overdo it. Transient can go up a bit for smack. Boom should be used carefully, especially if your sub is handled elsewhere. The goal is energy and definition, not a smashed up mess. After that, saturator with soft clip can add a little controlled aggression. A few dB of drive is often enough. Just match the output level so you're actually hearing the tone, not just the loudness. Then utility, This is where you can manage stereo width and mono control. Keep low-end heavy hits centered or mono if needed. If a slice is too wide and distracting, rein it in. Modern DNB punch comes from control. Now let's flip the mood and add the vintage soul. For that, use filtering and a little controlled degradation. A chain like auto filter, saturator, redux if you want a touch of crust, and reverb can do a lot. Use auto filter in low pass or band pass mode and automate the cutoff across the two bars. Start more closed, maybe around 300 Hz, and open up as the switch up develops, maybe up to 8 or 12 Khz depending on the sound. Add just enough resonance to create movement, but don't make it whistle. Then saturator again, but this time think more about warmth and density than punch. You want that slightly aged, harmonically rich feel. Redux is optional and it should be used lightly. Tiny amounts of sample rate reduction or bit reduction can give you some crust, but too much turns it into a gimmick. We want character, not chaos, for its own sake. A short or medium reverb can help too, especially if you roll off the low end in the reverb return. You want atmosphere, not mud. And if you really want that old school dust, add a subtle texture layer underneath. Vinyl crackle, tape hiss, room tone, a dusty break layer, something like that. Keep it quiet. It should suggest age, not shout about it. Now it's time to write the actual rhythm. This is where negative space becomes your best friend. Classic jungle switch-ups often feel so powerful because they don't fill every inch of the grid. They leave gaps. They let the listener's ear expect the roll and then deny it for a moment. Here's a good two-bar shape to think about. In the first bar, maybe beat 1 gets a kick and a break hit. Beat 2 lands a snare. Beat 2 and 3 might get a ghost break or a small pickup. Beat 3 could be silence or a filtered stab. Then beat 4 can have a snare tail, reverse hit, or some kind of little lancer. In the second bar, bring in a chopped break fill on beat 1, a ghost snare or 2, maybe a bass stab or sub hit on beat 2, then an impact on beat 3, and a return fill leading you back into the main drop on beat 4. The point is not to cram in loads of events. The point is to make the listener feel the shape of the section change. Now add a bass statement. A switch-up often needs a bass event that feels like punctuation. Maybe it's a short sub drop, a restab, a filtered mid-bass hit, or a reverse bass swell into the return. If you're designing a sub-stab in Ableton, something like operator into a Q8, saturator, and utility works well. Use a simple sine-based patch or a sine with a low harmonic, keep the decay short so it doesn't clash with the next phrase, and mono it fully. Add just enough saturation to make the sub audible on smaller systems. And here's a classic jungle move. Let the bass stab answer the snare fill. That call and response feel is pure old-school energy. Now, warp creatively. Don't just use warp as a technical fix. Use it for character. Stretch one break slice a little longer than expected. Pitch a vocal hit up or down. Reverse a crash into a snare. Warp a room tail so it trails into the next section. Complex Pro works nicely for texture and vocal hits. Beats is great for break percussion, and repitch gives you that old sampler kind of attitude. A really strong trick is to duplicate one break chop. Pitch one copy down. Filter it hard. And automate the transposition or filter movement. That can make the switch-up feel like a memory of the groove instead of a copy of it. Now let's talk exit strategy. Because a switch-up is only half the story if the return isn't strong. You want a clear way back into the main groove. A riser, reversed crash, snare roll, filtered noise burst, or a short echo throw can do the job. With echo, try sync delay times like 1/8 or 1/4, low feedback, and automate the filter and dry slash wet. A little tape-style modulation can add grit and movement. A strong return recipe might sound like this. The filter opens, the snare roll builds, the bass stab stops, a crash or impact lands, and then the main groove slams back in. That return feels huge because of the contrast. Automation is where the switch-up really comes alive. Automate the filter cutoff, reverb dry slash wet, echo feedback, utility gain, drum bus transient or drive, and even clip gain on key slices if needed. Shape the energy so it starts restrained, opens during the chop and fill, peaks on the impact, and cuts down just before the return. And remember the teacher note here, if the section feels flat, don't always add more sounds. First try changing the envelope of what you already have. Shorten a snare tail. Tighten the bass envelope. Offset a chop by a few ticks. Lengthen a reverse hit. Often that tiny edit is what makes the part feel alive. Now, bus your switch up together. Put the switch up elements into a group and process them as one section. A chain like EQ8, glue compressor, drum bus, and limiter can work well. Use glue compressor lightly, just enough to make the section feel cohesive. Small amount of gain reduction, not heavy pumping. Then drum boss for extra density if needed. Then a limiter only to catch peaks, not to crush the life out of it. This helps the switch up feel like a designed event instead of a collection of random edits. Placement in the arrangement matters too. The best spot is usually the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase, right before a drop restart, or after a full intensity section, where the listener is already primed for change. A strong structure could be 8 bars of main roll, 2 bars of switch up, then back into 8 bars of the return with variation. That's a really solid DNB arrangement logic, because it keeps the track moving while giving the listener a memorable moment. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't make the switch up too busy. If every sound is active, the moment loses impact. Don't lose low-end discipline either. The sub still needs to be controlled. Don't overprocess the break into mosh. Punch first, dirt second, and definitely don't forget the return. If the main groove doesn't slam back in cleanly, the whole thing feels disconnected.